Uh-huh. So I think we're going to do it, but...
Oh, we're good?
Okay, great. I think great. So,
but he just hasn't... I'm like, hey, do you want to call? Can we jump on a call so we can figure this out?
I'm like that with people, though. Huh? I'm like that with people, though.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Yeah, I know it's annoying, but it's also a power move.
Yeah, it's gay.
Yeah.
I don't think he's doing a power move.
No,
you
have the ultimate power move, which is you have read receipts on,
yeah,
and then you don't respond to someone's message after you read them.
Yeah.
Which is great. That's Machiavellian.
I do that a lot.
Yeah.
No, that's so,
you know,
inconsiderate.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny is I used to not be like that. I was like, how could you not respond to somebody? And now that I get people messaging me all the time, it's like you get in the habit of it, and I just constantly just don't respond to people.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If you show someone that you've read it, it should count as like a message
received. Acknowledgement. Yeah.
Yeah. But people need that K back.
Well, no, as long as it's not a thing that matters, I don't give, like, I don't, I'm that way where I don't do the last message. I feel like sometimes,
oh yeah,
once something is figured out, you'd be like, what do you need to be like? All right.
I loved it. I mean, no one can see you right now.
Are we recording?
Yeah, of course. Your tooth fell out riding your bike over here.
No, that's not what happened.
He lost his tooth.
I lost it in my jeans.
Oh, you lost your tooth, and now you're just nude.
Yeah, because I fucking rode my bike. First of all, yes, I'm toothless now. It looks like I'm going to be toothless for, I don't know, 4 more months until I get the implant.
Uh-huh.
And whatever, man. I don't fucking give a fuck. I'm gonna stay toothless. F's.
Well, I like with that old insult. Like you have a face for radio,
mm-hmm.
But for you, it's your entire body.
No, man, I'm a cute little bitch. You're gonna stop body shaming me, dude. It does nothing to
me.
No,
I'm not.
I don't give a fuck, dude. Honestly, I'm turning over a new leaf. You know, I lost my tooth. That's
it
a big wake
like
up
you've
call.
You've been in it. For like 3 days now.
I haven't smoked weed or done drugs or alcohol or anything for like a week and a day.
You did. You sat out 420 Blaze.
I sat out 420, which is tough. Yeah. Eldest is playing Sublime. He's got fucking, you know, tie-dye t-shirts on, yeah. You know?
Multiple tie-dye
t-shirts. Multiple. He's got one wrapped around his cock, like a little bandana.
I love wearing tie-dye. I love doing tie-dye.
There's a there's this guy, I think, who listens to our podcast who has a Dabs account on Instagram.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who, like, just every picture is just him filming himself smoking weed.
Legalize it, brother.
He commented on one of my pictures the other day, how do you not wake up every day and want to kill yourself?
Because yeah, you don't have that sweet mother Gaia's medicine to get you through the day like he does, dude.
Damn. That was rough.
I get some CBD oil. I can't sleep again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had like a week where I thought I was getting that blood pressure shit under control, and then it's just bad again.
Maybe you're working out too much.
I'm not working out at all. I took a week off.
Oh, well, then maybe you should work out a little bit.
I don't know.
Because I started working out, boys.
It helps you sleep.
And I'm sleeping like I'm falling asleep at like 11 p.m.
And not doing drugs, too.
Yeah, not doing drugs has been big. Although I was using weed to fall asleep. By the way, did you see Chuck?
Because I go out and do spots, and then I'm not home till fucking 2:30
in the
morning. That's
true. Mm-hmm. I had 3 nights off in a row, and now I have a
That's
couple.
Nice. If I go to bed, if I go to bed at 10 p.m., and then I'm fine. It's just my thing is I wake up at 6 every day no matter what, which is like, it's weird because you read those lists of like things highly successful people do.
Is that they wake up early.
Well, I do all the shit on that list, but it's not my choice. Like, I can't help but fucking wake up, and then you're up, and you're like, all right, well, I might as well get something done.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're born to make that money. Yeah.
Dude, you should be an executive. Dude.
I should.
CEO.
You should be a
should
corporate
one
executive.
Of those Wall Street homos.
Yeah.
One of them faggots out on Wall Street.
Those fucking Wall Street Marys. What happened to Mary as a term for gay guy? I don't know.
I still use it.
Nancy's? I like that.
Nancy boys.
Yeah.
I like Mary.
My favorite is Animaniacs.
What happened to those wackos? Yeah,
we got a couple of Animaniacs.
Yeah. Down on Christopher Street.
Just sucking each other's cocks, Animaniac style.
we're the
brain of Anabraniacs?
Anabraniacs.
Yeah. Yeah. We're the Animaniacs, yeah.
Can't wait to
get into each other's slacks.
Slack, yeah.
Well, we got bologna in our slacks.
When I see your little dick, it makes my
bigger dick hard.
Prick.
And then we dock each other.
Like, I was at a show and some guy asked me if I'd heard of docking. I think he was propositioning to put my penis in his penis.
Remember when we were doing the Guido guy walking around the street? We passed by that doctor's office and we were like, yeah, I got something you can dock right here, pal. Like the Guido doesn't know what he's saying.
I got something for you, pal. I got a big uncircumcised hog.
Why don't you come dock? I got something you can dock right here.
Yeah, I hear those dreamers are trying to dock their dicks.
Ooh, politics. <Yeah.
laughs> The Adam Friedland Politics Hour. Yeah,
you're listening to the Politics
Faggot. You're listening
faggot.
To a gayer version of Chapo. Mm,
this is the Politics Faggot with Adam Friedland and Timothy Joshua. I'm here with my co-host, Adam, and today we're saying, we're just going to say it. Donald Trump is a fucking... That'll stop him.
That would be incredible if some like little nebbishy bitch called Donald Trump the N-word just on MSNBC. Yeah, like, if Rachel Maddow was like, enough is enough, folks.
Yeah. This hour we're going to get her is we're going to change the definition of the N-word to mean Donald Trump.
Listen, guys, dangerous Donald didn't work, so we're going to start N-word Donald.
N-word Donald.
N-word Donald is the new one, okay? We really missed the mark with Dangerous Donald. We really did. You know, he's got all his fun nicknames for people.
I have it on good authority that we have permission via Beyonce, via Hillary Clinton, that we're able to say it. I have the email from Robbie Mook right here. It says, go ahead, blast those ends away. Right, right at Donald. We're gonna take it to him.
Hell yeah, dude. That will take him down.
Yeah.
We should try
it. I don't care what anybody says. I am not. Oh, man. That would be fun, you know?
We should be political strategists.
Yeah.
I'm
basically James Carville, dude.
Yeah. Why? Because you're bald?
Because I fucked his wife. Because
you're bald and you talk
Mary
weird.
Mary Madeline.
Marley Maitland.
Marley.
She the deaf one?
Yeah,
I fucked her too.
Deaf, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you gotta be deaf to fuck a guy that looks like that. You know?
Yeah. Dude. Are you serious?
Wait, hold on.
No, it's the other one.
I don't know if that makes sense.
No, dude, it was fucked up either way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta start figuring out how to say F.
She can't hear how fat you are.
Oh, she can hear it all right. Yeah. She can hear the bass.
Mm-hmm.
Thumping from my heart, which is beating faster than it normally should.
Yeah,
because of
sodium. Hey, dude, don't. First of all, don't appropriate my culture.
You wish, man.
Based
on you're doing
culture?
That. If anything, you're appropriating fat culture by having high blood pressure and being jacked. So you are actually the fucking fucked up guy.
Am I?
Yeah, you're the white girl.
How's
with
your
dreadlocks.
Blood pressure?
Probably fine.
I can't wait till it's warm out so we can eat some watermelon.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, I
want a nice
that.
Picnic table, watermelon getting stung by bees, cursing, you know?
Some bugs, dude.
Playing skipjack, you know? Dice Roy and Flim Flam down on the block.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Throwing quarters at each other. We got our spats on. We take the Coupe de Ville down to the sock hop.
That's right. That's right. Open up the fire hoses, spray all the blacks, you know?
Right.
Oh,
trying to
play all those little girls playing double dutch, getting bubble gum in their hair. You know, fucking them. Police don't know who did it.
Just classic Americana shit,
summertime delights.
That's right. Who's that one guy that does all those gay-ass paintings of America?
Norman Rockwell.
Yeah. Just some regular Rockwell shit. Yeah.
Norman Coxwell.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, Norman fucks bad.
Dude, he's never going to paint again.
Take that, Norm, you fucking bitch.
Yeah, I miss those days, you know? Like when we were kids.
Going to a soda.
I saw Eddie
place.
Brill do stand up at Sarah's show, and he was
wearing a moo-moo.
He was wearing like a 17XL like Hanes soft cotton
V-neck,
extra nipply.
We were all at that show.
It's like he was just rambling. He's like, you know, everybody, you know, girls come down the street, and everybody wanted to fuck the Italian girls because the Jewish girls had all the white shit around their mouths. What are you talking about?
Hadn't he just been fired from Letterman?
He had just been fired
for
Letterman.
Saying women aren't funny.
Yeah.
I remember him having
and then
some
Letterman
little...
proceeded to never book a woman.
Yeah, you just
that's
don't
a power
say
move
it.
On Letterman's part. You
yeah.
Know?
Yeah, I don't know if that's true or not. They probably did.
They probably booked a bunch actually right afterwards.
Yeah, probably, but not in my world, not in Bobby's world where I live.
Bobby's World.
The Howie Mandel show.
I got my dick sucked by my mom who talks like she's from Wisconsin, right?
That's what happened on the show, yeah.
Is that, that's how his mom talked like that, right? Bobby, don't you know?
How about a show called Bobby's Hole? You know?
And everyone fucks a little boy named Bobby.
Yeah. Yeah. And he rides that tricycle into his own ass.
Is it a cartoon?
Yeah. How would he do it? Like a... He does like a 360 into his ass?
Yeah, the staircase unravels and goes into his ass.
Oh, nice.
Come on, man. You've seen Bobby's
World. I fucked
Bobby's
up.
World was around the same time as Life with Louie, right? Which was Louie Anderson's cartoon.
Yeah, both of those shows sucked.
Yeah,
no, they were good.
No, they sucked.
Louie's gay, right?
There was a lot of bad. There was a lot of bad shows. What was that one? It was like the Damon Wayans show.
Oh, the boot?
Waynehead, yeah.
No, he had a boot.
Yep, it was called Waynehead.
Wasn't it called Something Foot?
No, it was called Wayne Head.
And he had a boot on his head?
Yeah, he had a big-ass fucking boot on his foot.
Was that his, like, trying to do the Cosby, like, the Fat Albert, like the...
Sort of.
You gotta have some zany stuff.
And
there were
like, characters based after all the kids and shit?
Yeah, no, Wayne Head. He's got an orthopedic foot.
Yeah.
Wayne Head is a short-lived Canadian-American... What is
he got it produced in Canada. Yeah.
You know it was good as hell, though. The PJs.
Yeah, PJs was good. Yeah. That wasn't a children's show. That was a
I know.
Claymated sitcom.
That shit rocked my cock. But we were children when it came out, right?
Yeah.
12 or so?
Waynehead was a short-lived... PJs came out in 2000,
I remember.
And it only went, like, at most probably two seasons, I think.
I remember one joke about...
It's on Hulu now.
Vanna White's titties popping out. And he missed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's I remember that.
I remember the joke
it
I
was
laughed
really sad.
The hardest at was when he's chasing a rat around the apartment. And then the rat's on his head. And he's chasing around with a gun, just firing the gun off. The rat's on his head, and he, like, points it. He points the gun at his head, and he's like, no, that would be stupid. And then he takes, like, a frying pan or something or a hammer and smashes it into his head.
That shit rocks, dude.
Yeah.
The PJs, the project.
The VJs.
How did they not have a
Vikram's house? Welcome to the VJs.
Jewish character.
They,
you know?
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah, well.
The Chinese guy.
He's the guy that owned the building.
That's right.
Yeah,
he was the guy that made them out of clay.
The only Jewish cartoon was Fievel.
No, there's some
Fievel the Rat Jew.
The original working title. Fievel
the Rat Jew. It's about the infestation of Jewish vermin into American culture. They came on ships, folks. Yeah,
that was in production in 1934. They had to change.
These are the characters on Waynehead. Damie Wayne, voiced by Orlando Brown. Marvin, voiced by Tico Wells. Mo Money, voiced by Jamil Walker-Smith. Nice. Tooth, voiced by Sean Wayans. Mm-hmm. And then Big Bill, voiced by Bill Clinton. And I guess that's a recurring character that was on the show. Is just
no.
Bill Clinton was on the show?
He was
show?
In office while the show was on.
No chance that's real.
It's real.
That's Wikipedia vandalism.
No, dude. Here we go. Bill Clinton. Yeah, no, it's him.
The president of the United States?
The president of the United States was voicing... Imagine if that happened now. Imagine if Donald Trump was taking time out of his day to be like a... To be a character on a terrible show. Like, if he was on, like,
fucking...
Well,
he's already golfing. What the fuck? What difference would it really make? He's not doing shit.
I know, but people would be... I mean, that would be a thing.
It would be hilarious. He should do it.
If he was on... If, like, Steven Crowder had an animated show...
Well, didn't he say he was...
Donald Trump was playing, like, the guy who sells pretzels on the corner.
Fuck yeah, dude. We should write a show and cast him.
Big Don.
I bet he'd do it.
Yeah, Big Don. Who wants pretzels?
And all the jokes about him raping women and shit.
It's a parody. Yeah, more about this show.
There's no way Bill Clinton... He probably, like, recorded it.
It can't be possible.
You know what they did? They probably took, like, audio from, like, interviews and shit and wrote him in or some shit.
Is that guy Orlando Brown that you said? Is that he's, like, crazy, right?
No, he's not crazy.
He wore that, like, see-through suit?
No, that's the guy... Orlando Brown's he was the Make Seven Up Yours
That's
guy.
That's Orlando
before.
Jones.
Oh, okay.
I think Orlando Brown was from maybe Moesha.
Orlando Brown was also the tackle from the Cleveland Browns, then the Ravens that got blinded by a ref's.
There's also
flag.
Orlando Pace, who was on the Rams.
Yes, he was very good. He was a
great
guard, I think.
He was, yeah.
Or
he was an offensive lineman. Yeah, I think he was a guard. Anyway.
No, Orlando Brown's on anything.
There's like, a,
he's on That's So Raven.
Yeah, yeah. It's that guy. He's out of his mind crazy.
Oh, is he?
There's like, I think now he's like a raving street person.
No, basically. Someone else had a fucking...
Yeah, he was from That's So Raven.
No, 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 no. You're thinking of someone else that had the plastic, the plastic suit.
Orlando Brown.
The Proud Family.
I don't
How
think
about
so.
The Loud Family.
Got him.
Whoa. The Proud Family was good, too. I don't watch that shit that much.
That wasn't a network cartoon.
Though. It was Cartoon Network, I believe.
Yeah, that was not on broadcast television.
So no, you got me there, man.
It does not count.
The PJs. I love anytime there's a fat child character. That was my shit, dude. The little fat guy on the PJs. I loved him. Yeah. In Logan at
Snuffleupagus.
Yes, I did actually like Snuffleupagus.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he's a big fat elephant and he's also Greek.
I wasn't. Traditional Greek name. Mm-hmm. I wasn't even fat in my Sesame Street days. I didn't get fat till I found out I could spend my milk money on cupcakes in second grade. And then the rest was history, baby.
Yeah, Orlando Brown.
How Greece destroyed the global economy the same way you became fat.
Yo, because you could spend your milk money. My mom gave me milk money every day, but it turns out people would just give away their milks if you asked because they didn't give a fuck about milk. So I got milk for free, and then I got 30 cents to spend on cupcakes, motherfucker.
Yeah.
And there was some old bitch that would sell cupcakes in the school cafeteria. Yeah. Clearly just, you know.
I'm sure that's what caused it, not some sort of other pathology.
No.
With your
that
head.
Was it.
It was specifically the cupcake deal.
It was Miss Dorothy.
And then at home you're eating
bitch.
Fucking broccoli and asparagus and, you know.
No, but.
Making healthy choices.
No, but bro, I went ham at lunch. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
A cupcake every fucking day.
I used to be bad as shit. I would like come home and just
that would
eat
do it.
Cereal
yeah.
all night.
I would eat Hebrew National hot dogs. That
Fuck
was
yeah.
my shit.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I would ask my mom for a big hot dog.
Mm-hmm. Hebrew not Nationals kosher. Great. Not kosher.
It's not kosher?
Yeah. It's just marketing.
Wow. Yeah.
Good. I mean, good.
Good.
That, it was always like a hangout for me buying it. It's like,
yeah,
these
you don't
are the best hot
them.
Dogs, but I don't want this money going to kill Rachel Corey.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So Orlando Brown 6 days ago was arrested by bounty hunters in his underpants.
Hell yeah.
I mean, if you're going to get arrested by bounty hunters.
Was a dog the bounty hunter?
I hope so.
Did he get to see his wife's big ass titties?
Beth.
Beth.
Dude, that show rocked. That was the best
show.
Yeah,
we talked about it literally last episode. <I know. laughs> Fuck, I'm hungry, dude. Should I do Weight Watchers? Should I be back on my bullshit and do
like
Weight Watchers?
Like points and stuff? How do you do it? Do you have to pay them money?
I think you do. Here's the thing,
Whatever,
though,
you're rich.
As a little kid, I did Weight Watchers and I almost lost weight.
You almost?
I did lose weight. I did lose weight, but I had to go to Greece that summer. Uh-huh. I was doing great, dude. I was playing basketball.
Yeah.
The pounds were coming off.
And then you went
to
Greece.
Attend the meetings with my mom, and then I went to Greece.
And then there was just a lamb on a spit.
Bro, I would eat 4 gyros a fucking meal by the end of my trip. I was there for 6 weeks. Yeah.
Wow.
And I was 12 years old.
Damn.
Shit, I want that so bad. We should go to Greece. What are we going to do? We should take trips this summer. What the fuck?
We should.
Let's go on vacays and do pods.
Yeah.
Why not?
I could do that. We got to go to Vancouver to do the episode with Uwe.
Fuck yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, I think...
Let's do Vancouver, Seattle, Toronto. Let's do a whole damn Canadian tour. I know Seattle's not in Canada. Relax. But I would like to go to fucking Canada.
Vancouver is really nice.
Toronto's one of our biggest fucking cities, apparently.
Yeah. And London.
Did they send you those analytics?
Yeah, finally, dude.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they're even good.
Yeah, they're weird.
They're really
like
weird.
Long Island City is counted as
well,
a city.
Well, they just count every like municipality in New York.
That's just Stav listening to it at home.
I've never listened
at
to the
Creek.
Yeah. I've literally never listened to this podcast.
I've never listened to the podcast.
Never more.
People DM me or like they'll
probably
tweet
heard
me.
I've probably heard total legitimately, not lying, 47 seconds of this podcast.
I re-listened to one episode, and that was the one
right,
with Michael.
Right, because you're a narcissist.
No, I was on a bus.
Because you're a fucking insane narcissist, and you love hearing yourself.
I listened.
No, I was on a bus, and I re-listened to that episode, and it was very funny.
I listened. So many people were telling me about...
You can't say your own podcast is funny, dude.
No, because I never listened to it.
Foodie had a great bit, though. I still think about
that
when
bit,
he... The thing about a midget.
Changing it. That's what I wanted to re-listen to.
We got to go back to LA and get Foodie back on,
dude,
see what else
so
he's cooked
fun.
Up.
I'm so mad I fell asleep during that episode. It seems like it was great.
It was a great episode.
So
oh, yeah, that's right.
Exhausted.
Yeah.
And that was the one where we were doing all the bread.
I was all talking about.
I was trying to tell that story.
Hey, that is pretty funny.
Yeah, that was good.
I get why people listen.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, this can't become a clip show.
But yeah, why not?
Whatever.
Dude?
Because it's not fair.
It won't be.
Because
I just
it's not fair to the consumers.
I wanted to re-listen to him talking about getting a midget plastic surgery. And then
what other ways could we get around pedophilia laws? Let's brainstorm.
Get around them.
Well, okay. Here's one. You become a powerful politician or a director.
Buy a plane.
Yeah, yeah. Director. You buy your own private island. That's a way. Oh, that's you could be an Orthodox rabbi living mm-hmm. in Williamsburg. You're allowed to suck off kids then. There's special laws that only apply to you.
I like that.
Those are both pretty hacked.
Adam vouched me on that, so it doesn't just sound like I'm making it up.
I don't know if that's
it's
such
true.
A widespread
Go ahead
practice,
and say it.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. It's
back
funny.
Me up on this.
It's well known because it's
Go
funny,
ahead and back me up on
Back him up, Adam. Be a team player. Be a cool guy.
I was sucked off.
And also the part about the special laws.
Yeah, they have their own special laws.
De Blasio said
Cuomo. It's Cuomo. Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, you know what's funny? Cuomo can now reuse "Vote for Cuomo, not the homo."
Not the homo, because
yeah.
she is
his
a
dad
homo.
Did.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
She's bisexual, actually.
Shouts out to Cynthia, dude.
Yeah.
Shouts out my girl.
Apparently, like, they were
suck cock.
Hmm.
Those are originally
Koch. Yeah.
Ed suck cock.
Yeah.
Yes.
But he was like a self-hating gay.
How about that? Why didn't they say that? Why they call him Ed Suck Cock?
I think they probably did.
You remember when we were kids, he was on the People's Court for a while. He was the judge.
He was?
No,
was
yeah. No, it was Shindlin. It was the guy I remember on People's
Court. I think he
they
just
had
looked
Ed
like
Koch,
him.
Ed Koch did it for a little while, too.
He did?
After he was mayor.
I do not recall Suck that. I only remember Shindlin.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I saw a new judge show they got now called The Couples Court.
Hell yeah.
And wait, it's two judges?
It's a middle-aged black couple that are
yes!
both judges. And then it's not even court cases. It's like, you got to stop cheating on her. It's like, what is this?
Yes. They're not even judges. There's no way they're judges.
Of course not.
No.
Yeah. I doubt
there's
even
like
a
disclaimer.
Yeah. I doubt they're even black. I think they're created by Jim Henson.
It's true.
And they're
voice, Muppets?
Yeah.
The last
they're
thing
the
before
only,
he died.
They're the only Muppets not voiced by black people.
Yeah, Jim Henson had a dream about a utopia without black people, where you just make them out of puppets.
And they found that he died working on it, and they carefully fucking scrubbed all those. Could you imagine if it came out after the fact that Henson was working on a fucking genocide, like a eugenics Muppets?
No, actually, I can't imagine.
No, I can't.
That's so far from being anything other than just an absurd thought you had.
But could you imagine, though?
I mean, I could imagine.
Yeah,
wouldn't
okay,
it be fucking weird?
I can imagine. Now that you mention it, it does seem like that's what he was trying to do. By making Grover.
Thank you. What is Grover?
First of all, here's how you fucked up.
The black stand-up comic.
Here's how you fucked up. Not a single Muppet has lips.
True.
Not a single, except Janice.
Ooh. Who's Janice?
But she has a lot enough to go around.
Janice is the girl from
Sesame.
What's the band name? Electric
Circus?
No, is that
Electric
it?
Company?
Electric Circus? No, the name of
the Electric Light.
The Muppet. The Muppet Band has a name.
Oh yeah, I don't know.
Oh yeah, Animals on the Drums and stuff.
Yeah, Animals on the Drums. What's the name
Animal
of
Animal Fucks?
Animal definitely fucks.
What's the name of the
so
goddamn
Gonzo.
Band?
Gonzo fucks chickens.
With electric. It's like a play on Electric Ladyland.
I don't know, man.
I mean, the fucking Muppet Band. God damn it.
Who cares?
I care.
Anyway,
Muppet.
I think that's what he was doing. Band. You can't prove otherwise.
Dr. Teeth in the Electric Mayhem.
Dr.
That's
Teeth.
That's who it was.
I just watched
Mr. Pussy Teeth.
I watched a short movie he made. Not
Henson?
Not puppets. He won best
really?
Best short at the Oscars.
What about that shit with Bowie in it? What was that shit called?
With Jim Henson?
Labyrinth.
Labyrinth.
Yeah. Labyrinth is out on 4K UHD.
Is it?
Uh oh.
Jennifer Connelly.
Dude, I used to have such a huge crush on
her.
When I was a teenager, man.
How old is she? Like 12 or something? 13?
Oh, she's 17 in Labyrinth. But
yeah.
I mean, like,
I wanted to
her as an adult. When I was a teenager,
yeah,
she's so hot.
I was like in love with Jennifer
Connelly. Yeah.
I wanted to fuck her so fucking bad.
I still do.
I went to see House in Sand and Fog just because, like,
right,
I just wanted to go see.
Yeah,
that movie is boring as shit.
The movie sucks.
Salma Hayek was that for me. And then when she comes back in 30 Rock,
Yeah.
That's like,
yeah.
I rewatch those all the
time.
I used to
like Salma Hayek a lot and Penelope Cruz a lot too. She had a fat mouth.
Penipoli Cruz.
Penipoli Cruz.
She did have a fat mouth.
Is that, how about it's like a Greek trans person named Penipoli? Got a penis and big ass tits.
Ooh, that sounds not, that doesn't sound that bad.
Yeah, the Greek god.
I feel like I could work with that.
Oh, really? Shit. The new God of War came out yesterday. I should be playing.
Are you going to play that?
I fucking want
Let's
to.
Let's become Twitch streamers.
None of my Xbox.
None of my shit. No, it's PlayStation, you fucking idiot.
I thought God of War
you
was
imbecile.
Xbox.
You imbecile.
You fucking
Never mind.
Rube.
What game am I
come in
of?
Here pretend like you know about gaming.
Yeah, why? Gears of War is
Gears of War is
what
Xbox.
I'm thinking. That's Xbox. Yeah.
But there hasn't been a Gears game in a while, I don't think. I think 3 was the last one that came out.
I don't know.
And I don't even know.
We should become Twitch streamers, dude.
You don't have to play video games on
you
it.
You don't have to. I might just do a woodworking one.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, they're just trying to make it like all live streaming now.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I Let's can't wait till this weather gets nice.
We should do an NBA playoff game on Twitch.
I got to get those tables.
Just fuck around with it.
Those tables going.
Did you order it?
What?
Your router table?
No, I'm going to have that sent here.
I know.
But I mean, I don't even really need a router table for anything just yet.
Uh-huh.
Right now, I just
Can't you make one?
A router table?
Yeah.
Yeah, I made one
my
in my old
My dad made one.
I made one in my old apartment, yeah.
Yeah.
I turned that desk in my room
right,
and fucking
right.
cut a hole out and then made nice. A router plate insert out of Lexan and I was routing shit in there. But I only did that a couple times because it's so fucking loud and generates so much like you know
heat?
Sawdust.
Mm-hmm.
No, not heat.
Too much
I mean,
heat
I generate a
gets
lot.
Hot.
I get pissed, dude. I fucking heat up. Hot to the touch.
Yeah, dude. Everyone says that about you when you're riffing.
Yeah.
You get a fever.
My boy's too hot.
Every time after, if people don't know this, but after the podcast, we throw Nick into an ice bath.
Yep, it's true.
To
He's
save
like
his
Kobe.
Life.
Yeah. yeah.
Sometimes, you
so
know.
You riff too hard.
You know when he cuts the podcast off abruptly and you're like, hey, what the fuck? We feel like it could have gone longer. He's not being inconsiderate or not giving a fuck. We have to throw him in the ice bath or he'll die.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it was like that thing in movies where you wake up and like somebody's removed your kidneys.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's like, what? Like, that seems like there's better organs to steal, you know?
Cock.
Right.
Yeah.
So when you wake up, your dick cut off.
Wow.
It's a delicacy
you know who did it?
Abu Dhabi.
Jim Henson.
That's what fed his racist Muppets.
Well, it's like it's so much effort to, like, steal someone's kidneys and then leave them alive. It's not like the prosecutor's going to be like, well, he didn't kill the guy, so I guess we should.
I think he probably would. There's got to be a difference between killing someone and stealing
If you cut off, if you... removed someone's kidney. If you drugged them, stole their kidneys, and left them in a bathtub, you're going
both kidneys.
You're going to prison for 20 years.
Yeah, but if you kill them, don't you go to don't
you go to prison for 20
for life?
25 to life. Good behavior out in 2 years.
Yeah,
maybe
you're
the
out half,
in
maybe.
6 months.
Yeah, 6 months
for good behavior.
Yeah,
yeah. You got to be really good though.
They love,
you
got
to be
they
really
good
nice.
Boys. They love they love it when you're
Thank
good.
You all. How are you doing today, Mr. Guard?
Yeah, good be out for good behavior means you were raped so many times. You never tattled.
Oh no, I thought it means you won the football game against the guards.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's another way.
You did curtsies at the warden.
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. Warden.
You were never raped because it was always consensual. That's the best behavior in prison.
That's good behavior.
He's giving up the pussy.
That's being a good boy. Yeah.
Sucking off the guards, getting fucked by all the prisoners.
We were watching some documentary on prison rape, and there's a guy who rapes people in prison talking about it. He's like, well, what you do is you make them take the Vaseline out of the tube and put it on their asshole. That way, if they tell on you, you can say, look at his hand. He did it. You know?
Mm.
Wow.
And he's like just saying it to the camera, and it's like... You know that scam can't work forever.
Yeah.
On the record.
Also, you're raping him. Like, he's clearly scared of you.
Yeah, right.
Like, you can get him to put Vaseline on his hands.
Yeah. Apparently, when OJ was in jail before he got out recently, he was, like, telling everyone else in jail, he's like, yeah, when I get out, I'm going to fuck the shit out of Kim Kardashian.
OJ rules.
He's like, yeah, man, like, it's only a matter of time. I've known her since she's a little girl, but when I get out, I'm probably going to fuck Kim Kardashian.
That's Yo. Hilarious.
OJ's fucking wild,
he
dude.
He rocks, dude. Mm-hmm. I told you, I got to go to that bar and hang out with him.
Let's go.
It's right by my parents'
We should do
house.
A Vegas show, man.
I did a mic there once at a strip club.
We should do a fucking... Yeah, let's get a banquet hall of the Bellagio, dude.
There was a dude at that mic that was in full alien makeup. Like serious, like... what do you call it? Like a latex like makeup.
Oh, really?
And his whole act was about being an alien and like. And he was like, that's yeah, awesome. You know, like it's pretty hard. You know, this immigration thing is pretty hard for us aliens.
Oh
you know?
My god, like, that's awesome. Yeah,
it was pretty cool. I felt good connecting.
Like, with what does that guy think is gonna happen? He's gonna tour as the alien guy. There's he's gonna get on like comic. Fallon.
Shout out to that guy. I think I took an Instagram picture.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we go to Vegas, Nick? What do you think?
Yeah. It's
what are you doing right
I'm
now?
I'm looking at the different Muppets.
What's your favorite one?
I don't know. I don't really give a shit about
Fozzie's awesome. I used to fuck with
Fozzie's a stand-up comic, dude.
Yeah, but he's like a cute waka, little waka, fat waka. Cute little fat stand-up comic. Yeah.
Sarah kind of looks like Sweetums.
Jesus Christ.
What a damn burn. That is a brutal burn.
No one's going to get it at all.
I mean,
look
she looks... Yeah, I mean,
no,
she kind of
looks
like
the hook boy.
What
the
she
hook?
Does. Suck my fucking dick. I mean, oh, Jesus Christ, man.
That looks like... That kind of looks like it.
That's the worst case scenario for Sarah, is Sweetums.
Yeah.
What a funny looking Muppet.
I know. That's pretty good. Who look was, how big how big he is.
Who
he's
was
huge.
Sweetums? He was just a massive...
I don't know, man. I didn't really
watch
him. Did
he have like
a
British accent or something?
No.
No?
No.
But he was like kind of smart.
Look how big he is compared to Kermit.
Yeah, he's
that's
huge.
That's not a... Scale size.
It's a
Kermit.
Scale. Well, Kermit's a frog.
No, Sweetums was big as shit, dude. Yeah, he was gigantic. Everyone knows that. What the fuck? Do you guys not watch the Muppets?
I didn't watch the Muppets.
It was kind of before our time a little bit.
No,
it was like 1970.
Not the new one. There's another one.
Well, there was Muppet Babies. That was our time.
Muppet Babies rocked my cock.
Yeah, I used
that
to
shit
watch
was
that.
Awesome.
Remember, all the adults were just from the ankle down mm-hmm. or something.
You see those sexy ass ankles.
Yeah, that's when
those.
I got into feet.
Yeah,
that was the first
time. Oh, that
time
makes sense.
I wanted to suck the Muppet Baby's mom's feet.
What about Tom and Jerry, the racist black lady caricature?
Oh,
who
yeah.
Who the fuck is this Bean Bunny?
Let me see.
That was one of the Muppets.
Let me see.
Is this a rabbit named Bean
Bunny?
Oh,
I don't
Bunny?
Remember Bean Bunny.
Is it Clit?
I'm pretty excited about this summer because I think it's my first summer as an out foot fetishist.
Oh, that's a
you
big time.
You know you're just stealing the Chappelle bit, right?
Which one?
How much money he had to make before he could admit he was in.
I'm not stealing that bit. I'm just, it didn't have anything
yeah,
to do with money.
Yeah, you did steal the bit, man.
I just have discovered in
no,
the last couple
that's
months
true.
That I like.
I just realized what Nick said is true. You are stealing the bit.
Yeah, I mean, come on, dude.
So it's one other fun. Comedian yeah. likes feet.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do you know how many comedians like feet?
Zero.
A lot. You're right. You're also they're
practically
also hacks.
Every comic.
You're right. You're a hack just like them.
I man. Wasn't doing a bit. I'm just saying.
Hey
that
man, whatever,
I have recently
sound,
found out.
I don't know. It sounded like a bit to me.
Sounds like a bit. Sounds
fuck
like
up.
A fucking bit, dude.
Fuck up.
I don't believe that you really like feet. Show us right now. Jack off between my feet.
Yeah. Have sex with.
I haven't.
Feet.
Fun.
Have sex with my feet.
Do it, you fucking
come
idiot.
On, dude.
No, okay. First of all,
what do you think of these?
I need to put your feet in like a in like a little pedicure jacuzzi bath.
Hold
and
on.
Then I need to.
Ooh,
rub
he's
some
touching them.
Yeah.
Your feet are so fat.
They're powerful.
They
dude.
Are really strong looking too.
They're strong,
but they're so like yeah. bulky.
You can make a nice steak out of my feet, probably.
Yeah, Adam, fuck his feet. Fuck
I'm not
my feet.
Gonna fuck Stav's feet on Mike.
Fuck Dasha's feet. Where's your girlfriend?
Yeah, bring Dasha. Is Dasha here?
Get your damn wife.
She's
in.
She's in the Upper East Side.
We got a little bit of Rooney Dooney. We're
yeah,
trying to
she's
work
nanny,
on.
Yeah.
Why don't you call her up right now? Say,
yeah,
hey,
get an Uber.
Hey, sugar toes.
Sugar toes.
Why don't you get down here? We gotta
let me fuck that Achilles tendon.
I gotta solve a. I gotta prove something. I gotta prove myself to my mates.
Yeah, my fetish is sucking on titties. I'm weird that way.
Yeah,
I'm kind of. That's my kink is sucking on titties.
I've done so much that I'm not into any of it. And it's just like there's no apprehension about doing anything. I don't.
I like
what
sucking
do you mean,
on titties
no
and getting my dick sucked.
I'll do
pussy.
Any. I've done and will do anything.
I don't know if I would not. Shit
like gay sex.
Or everything.
Play.
I've done, I've done literally everything.
Damn, bro. You just. Nick's adding fuel to the sex with gay men fire with that. He knows what he's doing.
No, you should. I think you should keep it going.
Yeah.
It's he a is. Branding decision.
Is he it? Is doing it. He can't help it because he is gay.
No. I'm,
gay.
You know, I think I might be asexual.
No, you
no
saw
chance.
That movie.
No like. Chance you're asexual.
What do you mean, no chance?
You've been horny as hell in the past, brother.
In the past, yeah.
That's not how being asexual works. You don't just turn.
Yes, you do.
Really? Someone
I think
chops
so.
Your cock off?
Did someone chop your cock off, Nick?
That, I tried that. I should have said maybe I'll get into it. Maybe I'll get
the
into
Vienna
it.
The Vienna Boys Choir?
You get a katana. I fucked a Japanese girl. She cut my dick off with a sword.
But it just grew back.
Yeah.
Stronger, I thicker. Get,
I wish it wasn't so lame to have a katana, because it would be nice to have one.
Dude, get one. Who cares about
I just
want to
do a couple of cuts, you know? I
My friend in L.A., Danny, had a katana.
Yeah, and then that guy broke in and he didn't fucking cut his head off.
Well, he bust out the room.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, literally 12 hours prior, he was like, this thing, anybody breaks in here... They're getting,
that's
the,
right,
they're fucking katana.
I forgot
yeah.
about
and
that.
And then somebody broke in that night and he didn't kill him.
Well, he did.
And it's like, now you're just some faggot with a sword.
So true.
He's not. He's
dude, we
got
to go back. I want to go back,
I miss
man.
Danny.
I miss Danny. I miss Korean barbecue on the east, on the West Coast.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, man. I liked that guy until he fucking...
Didn't kill that other flinched. Guy with a katana.
Yeah. And he choked. That was
cool
his moment.
Until he didn't.
That
murder.
Was his fucking moment. I mean, imagine you have a sword specifically to kill
a drunk, a confused drunk man that was not that much of a problem and left immediately.
I haven't thought of that in a while, but that was
we
so
killed
weird.
Him. It was. Because we were all just sleeping
so
on the
weird.
Couch.
Right? I was sleeping on the couch. You were
I was
sleeping
on
the floor.
Oh, yeah, because Nick had a place. I forgot. Yeah,
Nick was in his place in Koreatown.
Yeah, that had, like, fucking
security cameras.
Security monitors.
In,
we
in
couldn't go. We never saw it once.
And then there's just a drunk guy on his phone.
That was so
in
fucking
Danny's
funny.
Living room. And he looks at me. He's like, are you Kyle's friend?
Yeah, yeah. Dude, we were so confused.
There's this guy. There's a comic from Austin that lives here who somebody told me a story. He didn't tell me, but I heard it through a
oh, mutual, let's tell this rumor.
Friend, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
Let's drop this
exact
rumor.
Exact details, but... He was like asleep, and then in the middle of the night, there's just some enormous trans woman going through his closet. He like wakes
really?
Up. He's like, what the fuck? And they're like, just, I'm cool with Derek. Just let me just crash here. And it was this giant trans person trying to sleep in his closet.
What? Oh, trying to go
yeah,
to
and
bed?
Then he was just, yeah, and he was like, what the fuck?
Not
he's
like trying to steal anything.
He's like, you got to get out. Yeah, it was yeah, this drunk trans person that just somehow like had keys to his apartment.
What?
Yeah.
You got to get out or pay the price.
Yeah.
Katana.
Ass, grass, or dick.
Dick, ass, or mouth. Yeah. You know the old adage.
Ass, dick, or balls.
Or fucked up titties
I've
or
tried
mouth.
Grass.
I've tried grass.
I've tried pot.
I can't believe I didn't.
Somebody sent me a clip of Tom Myers on like some like Comcast interview series where he's comparing himself to George Carlin and Lenny Bruce.
Yes.
And he's wearing like a big ass suit.
That rules. I think I was on that same thing.
Yeah.
It was at Magoobies.
Was that, Magoobies that like public like, access
yeah,
thing?
Like 8
no,
years
a,
ago.
It was a sit-down thing.
Oh, not Comcast?
What was that public access show like in the D.C. area?
Oh, maybe
like,
that is what
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, that was the Comcast open mic thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I remember people listing that as a credit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Comcast.
On demand. You have
Time
to click
Warner
through
cable.
12 things. Yeah. And it wasn't there half the time.
Yeah, it's a cable provider.
Yeah, just
my credits include Grande Communications.
That was big for me, dude. I remember thinking, damn, I'm about to be famous off this shit.
Yeah,
off
listening.
My joke about not being able to wipe my ass.
Yeah.
Did you do it?
I had a
you
joke.
Did that show?
I did that. Not the
oh,
the
that's
Comcast
right. You
thing.
Couldn't wipe your ass.
But I'm back now, baby.
You're back to wiping your ass.
Back to wiping my ass. I did hot yoga for a while, and my dexterity has forever improved.
Mm-hmm.
Even as I get fatter.
In Astoria?
In Baltimore.
Oh, in Baltimore.
I had a 3-month stretch where I did
There's
hot yoga.
There's a hot yoga place down the street that my girlfriend's been going to. She's trying to get me to go with
you
her.
Should
I
do
like hot yoga.
Fat yoga.
What's that?
It's all fat people.
It's all fat people.
Sounds pretty cool.
It's just a room with a bunch of chairs that you sit in. Some fat people just sitting in a room with chairs in it for an hour while the fat guy in the front, it goes just like, hum. They don't move at all.
When I was growing
just
up,
wipe their brow.
There was a public access show for like workouts for old people. And it was just an old lady in a chair, and she would never get up from the chair. And she would just like move her leg up and then move the other
Hell
leg
yeah.
up. And it was just an hour of a woman like doing in chair exercises.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, you can try that maybe.
Nah, dude, I'm about to get big ass arms for the summer, I've decided, dude.
Your arms are big.
I'm trying to get them bigger, dude.
Yeah.
Just gonna do curls all the time.
What about your shoulders? Is it fucked up still?
Yeah, my shoulder's fucked up.
So you can't bend.
I'm just gonna
How about the Bowflex weights?
Yeah.
The Bowflex weights, those are ones that click in.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a clicking system.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, for your house?
And I'm going to just fucking do curls, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should
hammers.
Get back into curls.
Curls is my shit now.
I don't do curls at all. I don't do weighted chins.
Huh? I can't do those. I'm too fat.
Yeah.
What's weighted chins?
Put a weight vest on. You yeah. Pull up.
Yeah. That's cool.
I'm just trying to be big arms, no titties. Those are my only fitness goals.
Your breasts look okay on your body, though.
I know. Right. I have pretty small titties.
No, they're huge.
No, they're little.
No, they're huge.
They're not huge.
They're probably bigger than my girlfriend.
Yeah, you have enormous so? Breasts. Yeah, yeah.
They're not enormous. They are in no way enormous. You're little.
First
titty.
Of all,
they're
you're, a full B. You're at least a C cup.
No chance. I'm
yeah,
a C
I know.
Cup.
He's a full C.
Yeah, that's
I'm an A cup, C. baby.
No, look. The problem is, you think it's an A cup, but it's like a you wear like probably like a 57 C.
No. No, I do
yeah,
not.
Yeah, in terms of what
the
number,
rib cage or whatever.
The number yes. is the circumference of the yeah. strap. Or
you
something?
Measure
well,
you measure
count.
Under the breast.
No, we're just
you
talking
under
breasts.
The breast.
We're just talking no, my titties. We're not
no,
talking
yeah,
the rest.
Okay, how about this?
I know you're
this?
Not talking the rest, but your cup size is a C.
No
or
chance.
Possibly a D.
How about this? Our first Twitch stream will be at Victoria's Secret.
Yeah,
me getting my titties measured.
Stop professionally measured.
I'm down for that, actually. That sounds pretty funny.
We make a poor sales associate.
I like how after you said that, you quickly stopped laughing and just were staring directly through the table off into the distance.
No, it sounds great.
No, I think we finally reached your limit.
No, I don't give a fuck.
How much.
I really don't give a fuck
no.
about my titties.
Well,
the thing
we got
is,
measuring
I am,
tape right here.
I am shockingly
you
not.
Measuring
the measure, yeah, you here. I'll do it. Here.
You can wrap
no.
it around
no,
under
no, no, no,
his titties.
You don't know what you're doing.
I do know what I'm
but
doing,
you can't
motherfucker.
Do the cup size.
I measure titties constantly. Look.
No, I don't want. I don't. You're not measuring me, dude.
We are. Here's no. what we're going to do.
That's not even. That's yes. going to hurt.
No, it's not.
No, he's not going to hurt you. Just be still.
All right, so your breasts extend from your chest 4 inches. Okay. And then underneath, you have...
No, you're pressing too hard.
No, I'm not pressing too hard. 2.5 inches.
Yeah. So 4 inches top to bottom and then 2.5 inches deep?
That's yeah. not that big. Those are little titties.
No,
that's
those are pretty
deep.
Big.
That's a
light
titty.
Oh, are you out of your fucking...
That's a big.
You guys don't like titties, so you don't know what you're talking about.
That is
I
big,
like
man.
Titties.
Adam, you don't like titties.
First of all, I've experienced...
I like all types of titties.
I've experienced some of the largest breasts this world has ever seen.
I love
jungles.
Titties.
The goddamn my fucking jungle tour. I went down the Amazon. I got my one of those
disc
spiky
lip.
Fish went up my dick hole, and I risked it all just so I could go see the fountain of bust.
Yeah, the fountain of bust.
The Spanish
hell
conquistadors
yeah.
searched for
yeah, it's true.
Eons
for
to
the
find
biggest titty women.
The fountain of bust.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
a fountain. It's but nothing but. Flowing breast milk out of it's a volcano that produced the sweetest hot breast milk if you travel to the center. It's the largest big titty.
Oh fuck. Wow. We should write a short film.
The fountain
where
of bust.
Where we search for the fountain of bust.
The search for the fountain of bust.
Dude, they're in there.
And the bust lust gets to Adam quick.
I grow a Van Dyke. I used to have a huge one before my goatee would connect.
A what?
Like a big Spanish conquistador mustache goatee combo.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh
yeah,
yeah. yeah.
I had one of those in DC.
You should get a Fu Manchu going.
No, I don't need. That's for guys like you who can't grow a real mustache.
What a Fu Manchu is with the bars going down. No?
Yeah, well, it's just you grow out the corners for too long.
Mm. It's not the corners. You
it's
grow out
no.
like your
yeah.
Goatee.
The corner goes all the way down.
Grow the corners way down.
This part?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what a Fu Manchu is.
I think I'm shaving my mustache today. I'm
you
sick,
should. You look bad.
Yeah.
I look nice, but...
No, it doesn't. First of all, it wouldn't look bad if you just, like, edged it up a bit.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how to maintain it, and
use
I'm not really
the,
interested.
Use the top part. You also have eczema all over the top of your lip.
Well, yeah. I have dry skin under my lip.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It looks like shit.
Yeah, it looks terrible.
Yeah, it looks like a bunch of
I don't
of
know how to moisturize under my...
I have beautiful, moist skin.
Yeah, the way
oh,
the
no,
way
yeah.
you moisturize
not,
under
first
it
first
is
of all,
you
it's
have
not
facial
eczema,
hair for
okay? You don't have to diagnose me with things.
You have some fucked up skin.
First of all, I will. Give me the tape measure. We'll find right now.
All right, pull out your dick, Adam.
All right, I'll make some diagnoses right now.
What I like too is that Stav's cleavage has its own. There's a smooth line all the way across his chest, where his breasts fold over in the middle.
You both like what you see?
Yeah. So it looks like it's frowning. Oh God.
We could listen if we went to Victoria's Secret and then the lady refused. to
I say I'm trans.
Give us service.
I say I'm trans.
And then you say you're trans, then we start a whole like anti-Victoria's
Secret thing. Get me a wig.
Sort of like people are mad at Starbucks right now. Mm-hmm. We could get mad at Victoria's Secret. That's get true. A lot of buzz Stop. For
would
the
you
podcast.
Get, would you
way.
Get breast enlargement surgery?
No, I would not.
How about
do
this?
That.
Here's a hypothetical.
What about for like a day?
Here's a hypothetical.
We take about?
Here's a hypothetical for you.
Okay.
So you get breast reduction surgery for free.
Okay.
They pay for it. Right. Mm-hmm. They completely remove your breast, but they make the other one bigger. So you have one big one, one normal tit.
That's a good, that's kind
that's
of a, bordering on a soft hypothetical.
That's not a good right hypothetical at all. I would
that's
not do
not
that.
A good
I would not do that at all. Now, no. What if one of the tits, you know, squeezes out chocolate milk? Now we got something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know, I got one little, I got no titty and then one chocolate milk titty. Mm-hmm. That's a hypothetical.
That's good.
You know?
Oh,
you
you're
that?
Saying like, would you enjoy...
This is back to you drinking stuff that comes out of your body.
I'm just trying to add, add a little spice to this hypothetical. You know?
So,
as the king of hypotheticals,
okay,
which
so
is what I
easily
am.
Get... I had a dream I was drinking Hershey's syrup and water because I didn't have any milk.
Mm. Oh.
I had that dream last night, and I was like, why am I doing this to myself? This tastes like shit.
Yeah.
I could just drink
ever,
water.
My move used to be water and cereal.
Yeah, I was about to say, you guys ever do that?
I tried it one time, and it's like, no, just eat the
it
cereal
sucks.
Dry.
My yeah. grandmother used to always do that shit. She had to flee the Nazis.
Your Bulgarian grandmother?
Yeah. My communist grandmother.
She's, your red diaper.
That's me, baby. She had to flee the Nazis.
Red diaper stuff.
Because the only good reason.
Smuggling pasta sauce into the
yeah.
Oh, marinara diaper stuff. Hey, I brought you a present from the old country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody, look.
What's
I
funny is?
I got doo-doo all over my ass. These diapers are terrible. Look at Eunice, come here. Look at this. I done got doo-doo all over my pussy and ass. It's like an elderly black lady who's like upset with the quality
the
of her
diaper
new
service.
Yeah, yeah. This is horrible. Have you ever seen, look at all the doo doo up in my pussy?
My pussy. My pussy is filled with doo doo.
My pussy is filled with
to the
doo-doo.
Brim.
I done got doo doo logged. I done doo doo logged my pussy hole off these Dollar General diapers. That's why I said I did that. You know, you can skimp on some things, but your diapers, you always got to get top quality. I'm going to Sam's Club next time. Fucking around with the Dollar Junction diapers. Look at this. It's coming out of my pussy like a soft serve machine. I'm over here looking like the goddamn Chinese buffet.
Sounds like you better watch your favorite movie to calm down.
What's my favorite movie?
I don't know. Maybe it's The Dark Knight.
Why would it be The Dark Knight?
It's the lady who loves the Joker.
Right. I thought you meant me.
Oh no.
Oh yeah.
So if you could lactate one liquid out of your tit for the rest of your
interesting,
life, what
interesting,
would you choose?
Interesting. Interesting. I'm tempted to say coconut water.
Coconut water is nice.
Because if I'm dehydrated, exactly.
You have a hangover.
I have a hangover, just squirt it right into my fucking... Now, does the temperature... But it has to be body temp?
I guess it would be body temp. Why wouldn't you
go acid that burns people's skin and eyes?
Because I'm a lover. I'm not out to
Wait,
harm.
Is coconut water acidic?
That's you.
That's if I could lactate
Oh,
liquid,
you would lactate acid?
Yeah.
Because then what if it drips on you, man?
I'm impervious.
You're immune. Yeah. What about a girl you're fucking? She's fucking you and she touches your tit, it squirts up into her face.
Yeah, she dies. It would fucking rule.
You know what you should get, Nick? You should get one of those flowers that squirts people, like lapel flowers.
Oh.
That is literally a thing the Joker would do. Yeah. You put acid in one of those flowers.
Get some acid in that.
That'd be pretty cool.
You could really cause some chaos.
I don't know. Maybe Goldschlager.
I forgot to mention this on the podcast, but I witnessed a murder.
Oh yeah.
Tell us about that.
I can't believe we haven't talked about this yet.
Yeah, no, that was fucking insane.
That's wild.
Yeah. It's like 20 feet from my window.
Jesus
I'm sitting there and
Christ.
I hear just like pop, 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 pop. And it's like unmistakable. It's a gun.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Jesus.
I'm like, holy shit. And then You know, it's funny because you think about, like, what would you do in that circumstance? And I know
you
the
got
answer.
Your katana?
I know the answer now. No, it's like continue watching that video of somebody edited where Zach Braff is listening to the Shins. Yeah. But it's diarrhea sounds.
Didn't even give it a pause?
No, I paused it when the gun went off. I'm like, yeah, that's because, yeah. I mean, it was like, it's literally right the fuck outside Jesus. My window.
Loud as fuck.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a gun. Like, there's no way. It's
were you alone?
Like a car back yeah, I was by myself. Yeah.
Jesus.
It was a pop, 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 pop.
Yeah, four shots. Four I mean, shot. It was, and it was a gun. It was like, no way it could be anything else.
God,
who
damn.
Got shot?
I don't know. One of the, you know.
Kid,
no, neighborhood fellas,
yeah, just you know, guy, one,
a guy.
Of, one of the block guys, I guess.
Some old guy, I didn't tell you guys,
but
hold on, he's witnessed some murder.
Continue, sorry,
no, go ahead. Let's, I'm sure whatever you're about to say is definitely better than
no, when you're done, when you're done.
No, go ahead, please. Yeah, please go ahead. I'm sure
it doesn't matter, Adam, because whatever it is, we're gonna ridicule you for. So say
know,
it now.
I know. Yeah. I'm,
all right,
I'm
finish
your story. But finish your story,
and then we'll you'll say, and then we'll
really,
ridicule you.
You can really let her rip. My cool story afterwards.
But anyways, I mean, I don't even know if it's even that funny, but
it's not funny, but it's crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah.
No, it does fuck you
it's
up.
A slice
I mean,
of life.
Having to listen to that, that lady like wailing and running up and down the block. I mean,
Jesus,
I've been kind of in a funk the last couple days. Yeah, because she came outside and they're like. Husband or son or whatever.
Oh, fuck. Damn. It was murder. In front of his, like,
he's,
family's
he lives
home?
Out in a block. He's, like, right there. This woman comes out, and she's fucking screaming and shit.
Oh, what the
running up
fuck?
And down, hysterical. And
that's
then, like,
terrible.
Because it took, like, 4 or 5 minutes before the cops to show up. Because, you know, they have, like, that shot spot or shit. So, and the precinct's, like, 2 blocks away. So, I figured. But as soon as they started showing up, like, the block was shut down. You know, and there's, like, 50
Could you not
there.
Leave your house?
No, I could leave my house. But they taped up the block and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Jesus Christ.
There's still blood all over the sidewalk.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
They don't clean that up?
They don't clean it up.
Wow. It's evidence.
That's why, you know, you walk around CSI. And you see what looks like a pool of blood dried on the sidewalk.
And it
like,
is?
That looks like, yeah, it probably is.
Jesus
No
Christ.
Way, man. They'll clean it up eventually.
No, I mean, it's sitting right there.
Damn.
And it's just going to stain the fucking sidewalk.
Damn.
Yeah. That'll be like that forever.
Fucking, Jesus
can
Christ.
Can you believe that guy?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Just fucking.
Man.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
It is,
but you know what? That is so New York. Right? Yeah. That's
well, it's weird because you think about it. It's like that guy authentic. Was like, "I'm gonna go shoot this guy I have a dispute with." He pulls up and then kills him, then gets in a car and drives away. And that's like the worst thing you can do. Really, is just to murder someone out on the street.
Right. There's
broad
no way he's getting away with it, right?
He may.
Was
he
it
might.
Early? It was early evening, right?
It was 8:40 p.m.
So it wasn't fully dark. It was dark. It was nighttime.
It was dark out. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see a car or anything?
No. I mean, I like looked out my window, but I didn't really see anything because it happened.
Damn,
I was like,
you saw
the
body though.
I saw them putting him in the ambulance.
Oof,
and shit.
Maron.
Yeah.
God damn.
That's wild. Anyway, Adam, what was your story? That's as good as that.
No, it wasn't as good.
No. Go ahead, say it. Though.
I was just outside just now, and this guy points at Victor's car, and he's like, "Tell him I don't get my money. I'll break his windows." And I was like, "I'm." Not involved.
And that guy like, said that to you?
He's like, You my witness.
Nah.
He's like, that's not how you don't want a witness.
Yeah.
You're plotting crime.
He said that he told me that
what
I
what
was
a fucking idiot.
He told me
dude,
I was
are
just
you gonna
witness.
Be a witness to this. I'm gonna murder this man.
No, he said that
I promise me you will be a witness.
He said, "You're my witness that if I don't get my money, I'm gonna break the Victor's windows of his car."
Jesus.
And then I'm
awesome.
Like, I just didn't say anything. And then he's like, tell him OG told you that. And I was like,
Victor.
Hey, Victor.
OG
says that if he doesn't get his money,
will you tell OG?
No, I don't want to be in the middle of this.
Write this down. You tell that chump bitch. You say that to him.
God,
I can't wait till Adam gets murdered because he gets caught up in a fucking neighborhood dispute.
No, Victor's my friend.
Yeah, but OG doesn't know.
Yeah,
that.
Being friends with these guys is how you get murdered.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't speak to anybody.
That's right.
Except I followed the guy that shot that guy, and I became friends with him.
Oh, cool.
That way I know I'm
cool.
Clear.
Yeah.
No, that's good.
Yeah. No, the police were like, "Did you see anything?" And I was like, "Nope."
No.
You know? And then
you texted him?
Right. And then I just hide the business card the guy gave me.
It's cool.
Jonathan Boston, murderer.
Oh, he was from Boston?
No, that's just his name.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's cool. You were telling me he wanted to hang out with you later tonight at the fucking down by the docks.
Yeah.
dark he by yourself.
He's going to teach me a lesson in keeping secrets.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah,
I told him I have a podcast. I'm going to tell everybody about the murder. And he was like, that's great. He's like, come, don't tell anyone you're coming down to the docks.
That sounds like it's going to be a fun time.
The secret of keeping secrets. I'm like, good, because I'm really bad at I struggle a lot with keeping secrets. That lesson will be great.
That'll be a really good lesson.
Yeah, these, don't tell anyone you're coming.
That'll be fun, man. I'm kind of jealous.
It's fun to have friends that you can keep secrets with.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Right. Yeah, you and Jonathan Boston.
You and Jonathan Boston.
Count on each other.
That's a big part of friendship, is keeping each other's secrets.
That would be a good move for me, is to follow that man that murdered somebody else. Be like, cool. I thought that was pretty cool what you did back there.
Oh, fuck.
You could solve the crime, dude. You can solve it vigilante style.
No, I'm not about that shit.
No.
You're not about vigilante justice?
First of all,
Nick loves the rule of law.
There's no such thing as justice.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Also,
Speak on that.
How do we know the guy that got shot didn't unjustify the other, do bad justice to the other guy?
That's true.
Your Honor, let me ask you this.
He might have unjustice the other one.
That the so aggrieved, a.k.a. the murder victim, as it were, didn't do something bad to my client. Do we know that? No, we don't. Arrest my case.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he cut him in line at Whole Foods. And sounds pretty bad to me.
Wow, Whole Foods dispute.
Yeah, I motion that you suck my dick, Your Honor. God's like, what are you doing? He's like, I got this. I do this all the time.
Pulls his cock out.
Well, the death penalty wasn't really on the table, but yeah, the defense attorney is like, he does that thing where he's got the bag of fake shit in his ass and he's pulling the shit out and eating it. And the judge is like, what are you doing? He's like, clearly I'm crazy. I'm an insane person, and no one in their right mind would convict the client of an insane man. You're pleading insanity for yourself?
That is how it works. Yeah,
yeah. That would be awesome.
If you get a crazy lawyer.
That's double jeopardy, brother.
Mm-hmm. Tommy Lee Jones, Ashley Judd. Mm-hmm. I used to want to fuck her, too.
I get that.
She looked good.
I understand that. Natalie Portman.
Tommy pees his pants.
Natalie Portman, dude, back in my spank bank.
She's back in the mix?
Yeah.
Good. Natalie Hogman.
Congrats.
Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman.
No,
she
dissed Israel.
She's fat.
She's woke now.
What'd she say about Israel?
She's refusing to take some sort of award or something.
Gave it to Bizrael.
She gave them the Bizrael.
Shut was, I didn't see the whole story, but I think some kind of animal, a kangaroo in a Chinese zoo was pelted to death by rocks. A bunch of Chinese people threw rocks at a kangaroo until it fucking died, dude.
What? Yeah.
That's wow. Right. That's the funniest thing.
That's fucked up.
I know, dude. This shit is hilarious. Imagine enough people. Like, who throws rocks at an animal in a zoo?
Just screaming.
Poor fucking kangaroo, dude. He's so scared.
Chinese tourists lost rocks. wait. The kangaroo was killed after zoo visitors lob rocks at trying to make the animal hop.
They killed him because he was just chilling,
they
dude.
They wanted to make him hop.
Damn, dude.
Oh, that's hilarious.
The Chinese are going to fuck us up, dude.
Damn, here's a picture of the guy. He looks like a good guy. Oh, it's a girl. It's a lady.
Oh, damn.
Lady kangaroo?
It's a 12-year-old lady.
That language just has like the Doppler effect applied to it.
What's the Oh,
damn, look how big this frog is.
Why are you looking at a frog?
Yeah, Goliath frogs are now endangered species hunted for food.
How big is it? Oh, damn.
Let me see. Are they tasty?
Sorry, it's just the page deleted, so you can't see.
Whatever, bitch. I'll look up Goliath frog right here on my phone.
It's a huge-ass frog.
Fuck you.
I can't believe they're... That's so mean.
Yeah, dude, the Chinese are fucking out of control.
That's hilarious. Look at the size of this gator.
Holy shit.
Damn,
that is a big
Y'all, film. You're listening to the Big Animal Podcast, where we look at pictures big of big animals and then we react to it.
Damn. Yeah.
Wow, look at this big horse.
That looks
damn.
That is a big horse.
That's a big horse.
You know how big mooses
like
are?
7'2".
Mooses are big as fuck, by the way. Did you know that?
Meese? They're meese.
They're not called meese.
They're meese. They're actually, meese. I think it might be moose.
Moose are big as fuck, dude.
Moose is the plural.
And moo is...
No, moose. It's moose Moosies. And moose. They're both moose. Mm.
The moose.
Here, let's look it up right now. Why are you using incognito mode?
For jacking off?
So it doesn't... So I don't have cookies.
Why didn't right? you want cookies?
Yo,
cookies
you know why I have to slow. Use incognito mode? Because I logged... I gave my mom my old...
Yeah, the usual...
Mac.
Hold on. The usual plural of moose is moose. So I was
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, who gives
so
a
guess
fuck?
Who was right?
No one said you
what
weren't.
Is like, what is like a group of moose?
Excuse me.
No one said you're wrong.
Well, you know how like families right? of different types of animals have weird words? You know, like a rape of deer or something. So they always have like
a murder
weird.
Of
you're talking
crows.
About a murder,
a murder
of, crows.
Of crows.
That's
yeah.
literally the only one. You want to do a rape of deer.
What is so. The moose? What's the
no,
family
there's
of moose
some other
called?
Ones.
There's yeah. there's a ton of weird ones.
Yeah.
A hop of bunnies.
A pride, lion pride.
A pride. A pride, right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Something racist of Jews.
A bunch of penguins is a march of penguins.
Yeah.
I think that's one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mooses are big as fuck, though. They're like yeah. huge. Like bigger than a truck.
Yeah.
Are they rude or are they nice?
Yeah, they're rude boys. They don't fuck around.
Yeah, and what happens is they're the same. Their legs are like the same height as like the hood of a car. So people will cross the street and people run into them and the car will just shear off the legs. And then there's like a 2,000-pound slab of meat that
oh,
just goes through the car and
damn.
Decapitates whoever's in the vehicle.
Damn, that doesn't sound right, but it sounds crazy. Yeah.
I want to be a crime scene investigator.
You blew cool. it, dude. You had
a
your
CSI?
Chance.
Yeah.
You should. Hey, before everyone got there.
Right, I should have gone out there. And then like the police show up, and then it's just me finishing saying something like, because, and then that's what I said. And then I go, yeah! And I put on my sunglasses.
You have blood all over your hands. You got Clorox wipes. You're just fucking rubbing everything down. Yeah. I figured I'd clean up the crime scene for you, chief.
Yeah!
What's that guy? David Caruso?
David Caruso.
Yeah.
You just got a thermometer in the blood.
That was CSI
wound.
Miami.
I'm sorry, man, but we will be unable to find the killer as an autistic man has arrived on the scene before us once again to do the intro to CSI Miami. And he has tainted all of the evidence.
He did that David Caruso thing again.
Yeah.
Who's at the Who?
It's the Who, yeah.
Yeah.
Who fucked me? It was my dad.
CSI
oh, my father
was,
really fucked me.
CSI was my city, dude. That put Vegas on the map.
Actually,
right
we, me and George, when we were in Greece, he had a cousin who we're pretty sure got molested. So we yeah. used to sing "Who fucked the cuz?" Who fucked him? Who fucked the cuz? It was probably his grandfather. It rhymes in Greek. It's better.
How do you know he got molested?
He's just weird and, you know.
Some people are just weird, though.
Yeah, I don't know. Some people, though, that you would suspect
yeah.
did get molested.
You know what a group of flies is called?
Israel.
An Adam.
A
Friedland.
Business.
A business?
A business of flies.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
So it's like none of your beeswax?
I guess so.
Yeah. I guess. Do flies make honey?
No.
No.
So I just saw a thing.
Do they live in hives?
Maybe.
Flies?
No.
I feel like they're lone
I think
wolves.
They're, yeah.
I feel like a fly is, you know, every fly
shit,
for themselves.
What
they
a
live
shit
like
animal
a day,
to be.
Right?
Imagine how bad you had to fuck up in India to come back as a fly in New York.
Oh, yeah, man. That's gross. That's yeah. terrible. Brutal.
Well, New York's probably better than fucking Mumbai or wherever the fuck.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Ooh,
how does the caste system work, right? You go to the bottom, you're untouchable, and if you mm-hmm. fuck up as an untouchable, you come back as a cow.
If you touch someone.
No, you're just... If you touch them.
Wait, I thought yeah. cows are better than untouchables. Aren't cows like the...
Cows are sacred, I thought, because they were the top animal mm-hmm. underneath mm-hmm. people.
Mm-hmm. So what's at the bottom? Pigs?
I don't
nah,
know.
Nah, fuck no. Pigs are cool.
Yeah.
They don't like
Pakistani.
Them,
Pakistani people. Mm-hmm.
Lizards, maybe? Fuck lizards. Flies are probably pretty low.
I don't know. Reincarnation is complicated.
It's cool, though.
What happens when they discover new animals? Do they update the list?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's a bunch of different kinds of animals.
Yeah. There's a bunch of shit underwater we don't even know about.
Yeah, like one of those deep vampire deep octopuses.
Yeah.
It'd be tight to go down there.
We should
down
go.
To like the
we should go to the Marianas Trench.
James Cameron trying to do that?
Yeah, he did.
He went to the very bottom?
The very bottom of the Marianas Trench.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That is actually cool. A pretty big dick move.
I don't think Avatar sucks. The very bottom.
Huh? Yeah, I don't think he did either. I don't think anyone's been down there.
We went pretty deep down, though.
It's crazy they went to the moon and we can't go to the bottom of the ocean.
We can. Why don't we just fucking do it?
Why? You think it's worth it? The pressure is like crazy.
Yeah, they could probably. If they could figure out how to get to the fucking moon, they could get to the bottom of the
fucking
ocean.
First of all, I wouldn't fucking do it. I would
Why?
Never
do
yeah,
that. You want to do
I
that?
Don't. I wouldn't, but isn't that there science like and shit we can learn down there?
That sounds like a boring ass time.
Yeah, but space doesn't seem that cool either.
What kind of science shit could we learn down there?
I don't know. There's. Some
we could cure AIDS. Down
maybe
there?
Yeah. There's a bunch of raw like dog and gay fish sucking each other's cocks.
And they're burgers.
Yeah, they figured it out, dude.
They're like, we need to be in the darkest part of the ocean to do our nest.
Yeah, dude. Maybe that's where the gayest fish go because it's so dark, no one can see them.
Oh no, the gayest fish are like in the Caribbean, showing off on the coral.
That's true.
They're beautiful.
The deepest point ever reached by man is 35,858 feet below the surface
that's
of the ocean.
So low.
Yeah.
35,000.
And I guess more than 3,600 feet is how deep the...
How high is space?
Deepest part of the ocean is called Challenger Deep, and it's located... Space is 400 feet in the air.
That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, that's way deeper
than
space.
The
28th floor
of
the Empire
space.
State Building.
Yeah, that's technically what? Space. if you're on the 38th floor, you're in space.
We got pretty close. We were within like 500-600 feet at the bottom of the ocean.
Wait, how that's high is space slow. Then? Because is that shit deeper than space is
I mean,
high?
It's like there's different...
Space
there's
is,
like a
Space is 8 Mile. That's where the movie, the name comes
eight
from.
8 Miles, right? Nice. Yeah.
So everything below 8 Mile is for black people. Above it, only white people.
That's where the whites are allowed to fucking reign.
Well,
it is unbothered.
It is pretty funny that the moon is still for us, for white men. Where they're the only
they'll
people
they'll never
take
it away.
They'll never be able to get there.
I think the Chinese will get there.
The Chinese will not. They're too busy pelting kangaroos.
That's true, yeah. Maybe the Japanese. The Japanese will get there on like a one person like fucking ultra big.
No, they'll send like a robot that's like it goes up there to die and cry while it's dying. Yeah. And then it's, like, oh, it's so sad.
Yeah, the Mars rover, that poor little motherfucker.
Yeah,
I get sad thinking about the Mars rover sometimes
because it's Wally basically.
Yeah, he's just up there alone.
Yeah, never getting any robot pussy.
Poor guy.
It's crazy that they made him last that long.
Yeah, it's tight.
That's wild. That shit's fucked up.
Is Mars a thing that people want to do anymore? Why doesn't Trump just get into that kind of shit?
Going to Mars?
That'd be cool.
That was Bush did that shit.
Remember Bush that? Said it, though.
Yeah.
He was flexing.
That was awesome.
He wasn't into it.
So my question is that these animals that live in the deepest parts of the ocean, these fucked up octopuses or whatever, because the pressure is so high, if you took them out of the bottom of the ocean, they would just explode.
Is that it?
I don't know.
Well, they don't have like... Bones, right?
Or yeah,
like
they bones.
They're all like jelly.
They'd fish. Probably
like
die.
I have bones.
You don't have bones.
No, yes, I
don't.
Do.
You have no bones.
You don't have any bones.
You know, if I don't have bones, I have bones.
No, you don't.
We just send
seen my bones.
We just send Adam to the bottom of the ocean. It's boneless.
What if they're so delicious? What if the octopus down there is like so fucking delicate?
You should
tender?
Do that, dude. You should get one of those vampire octopi.
They probably taste good, dude. I love octopus. You guys want to get some octopus?
I love grilled octopus.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
Guys, let's go to fucking Greece. What the fuck?
Let's go to the bottom of the ocean.
We should go to Mexico City for like just a weekend. Flights are like $250.
I'm down
bucks.
As fuck.
I went last year and
let's fucking do it.
I ate such good food.
This summer, come town on the road. We're not doing any live shows. We're just going on vacations and recording the podcast.
Yeah, we're
going
to do like a sort of a, what do you call it? Like an...
It's like we should do live shows too.
Yeah, what do you call thing? It?
Whoa.
It's a vampire squid.
Whoa, that's so scary.
Yeah. They got scary animals down there.
I watched Rosemary's Baby for the first time the other day.
Oh, yeah?
I wasn't scared.
I've never seen it. Who's in it? Someone hot is in it.
The lady that...
Is it
said
Demi
that,
Moore?
That falsely accused Woody Allen of having sex with her, with their child.
Mia Farrow?
I can't say her name.
Vivica A. Fox. Yeah.
Vivica A. Fox.
Damn. She's hot as shit, too.
Mia Farrow, yeah. She was real cute. She was very skinny and 60s.
Maybe I'm thinking of someone else.
Kind of pixie looking.
Rosemary's
Baby? But you know
Baby?
Who was played the doctor in Rosemary's Baby? was Charles Grodin.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
From Clifford,
young
our favorite
hell.
Movie.
Young yeah, as hell.
Young as Charles Grodin. And then John Cassavetes plays the husband.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shouts out.
Your boy.
Fuck, dude, I'm so tired from taking that bike ride over here.
Are you going to ride it back or are you going to take the train?
I'll probably ride it back.
You can do it.
Yeah.
We can catch a game after this, too.
Yeah, maybe.
How long have we been recording?
69 hours. Who cares, man? Let it run.
This is a fun one.
Yeah, we're having a good time. I'm learning about vampire squid.
I pulled up what all those different names of packs of animals are.
Oh, yeah? What do we got? Yeah.
You got a shrewdness of apes.
A shrewdness?
Yeah. A cauldron of bats.
I would have thought it would be a... never mind.
A sloth of bears.
Yeah. I thought the apes would be something racist.
A what of bears?
A cauldron. Oh, a sloth of bears.
That's nice.
A gang
what
of
about
buffalo.
Sloths? A bear,
yeah,
of,
a bear
sloths?
Of sloths?
Mm-hmm.
It's a sloth or a sleuth of bears.
Bear of sloths would be like the replacement of House of Cards, where it's a big fat gay guy that rapes.
He's just eating coleslaw.
Yeah.
A business of ferrets. I guess ferrets are also business.
Mm-hmm.
Flies and ferrets.
As are Jews.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Actually, flies and ferrets. And weasel of Jews.
Whoa. This
an Israel of weasels.
Whoa. This is a tight one. A thunder of hippopotamuses.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. You got that good thunder pussy.
A shadow of jaguars. That's
whoa,
sick.
Whoa, that is cool.
That's fucking
this is
sick.
The most poetic shit of all time.
Yeah. A troop or barrel of monkeys.
Troop sucks, but barrel's cool.
Barrel's tight.
Barrel named after Donkey Kong.
Exactly. Exactly. That's probably where they came up with it.
Oh, this sounds like you, Adam.
What?
Like many deep sea cephalopods, the vampire squid lacks ink sacs. Disturbed, it will curl its arms outwards and then wrap them around its body, turning itself inside out in a way, exposing its spiny projections. If highly agitated, it may eject a sticky cloud of bioluminescent mucus containing
whoa.
Innumerable orbs of blue light from yeah. the arm test.
Whoa, that's awesome, actually.
That sounds beautiful.
Yeah, the luminous barrage, which may last nearly 10 minutes, would presumably serve to daze would-be predators. So I don't know why this thing just sounds gay to me.
It sounds cool.
It puts on a drag show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
yeah. It's upset. They're like,
it leans
trying
into
to
being
eat
gay.
Me, huh?
Yeah.
How about the stars yeah. and stripes? Damn, we're here it for the Navy.
Some Christina Aguilera just starts playing.
Sparkly light show. That's yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra Christmas light show brought to you by a scared octopi.
Should we go this Christmas? To that?
To the Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
Yeah.
I feel like they only have one song.
Who cares? It'd be awesome.
Just to see that one song?
Yeah.
What other songs do they play?
I don't know. Probably some other cool shit, man. The fuck?
Are they actually from Siberia?
Yeah. Yes, they are.
That's pretty tight.
How about Guyberian? It's guys only.
I like
that.
They
sell beer. That's my bar.
Sell beer.
Guyberian.
Hell yeah, brother. Yeah. I love Guyberia.
There's actually a bar called Siberia in New Orleans.
Orleans.
Next time I'm in New Orleans, I'm going to pitch
it.
That to the owner. Yeah, bring my own sign.
Stop trying to make it a gay bar.
before you say no, I made the sign.
That movie, movies where a guy walks in and like takes the help wanted sign out of the window as he goes in.
Yeah.
They're like, put that back. You're a criminal. We're looking for a woman that doesn't smoke.
Suck on my dick and lick my balls. Please suck my ass and fuck my dick.
I was doing that one yesterday, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Great motherfucking minds.
I'm fucking gay. Yeah, fuck my dad. I have sex with him. Yeah, the Carol of the Bells. Because I did that for your birthday. I recorded the Carol of the Bells.
Yeah.
I did all four.
I fuck my dad. I fuck my dad.
That was good.
My dad. I fuck my dad.
I fuck my dad. I fuck my dad. I fuck my dad. I fuck my dad. I fuck my dad.
I fuck my dad.
It was fun.
I fuck
we should
dad.
Actually do, now that we have all this music equipment too, we should do a Christmas album.
Christmas album.
Yeah. We teased it
the first
maybe
year.
Two Christmases ago.
The first year.
I think we should bring it back this
the
year.
The thing is, there's a lot of stuff that you say like, well, now that we have all this time and all these resources, we should do all these things. And To date, we've done none of them.
We can do we go do. On vacations, though.
Yeah, we can. We can spend money to go on vacation. Vacation from our terrible lives.
Let's handle that part. We can do that. Yeah, I do think we should do some live shows and go to cool places.
We should get a van. And by we, I mean I should get the van.
Great.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, what man. Kind of van?
Just like a big cargo van.
Hell yes.
I could haul wood back. What would
you We've get? Been talking about getting a van for a year,
GMC,
I feel like.
GMC Safari?
Nah, fuck a Safari. I would get an E-Series.
Econoline?
Yeah.
Ford.
Yeah. I like them, yeah, Ford. Built Ford tough.
We take the van on the damn road? Yeah. Come on, boys.
I'm going to get the Ford logo tattooed around my asshole.
The Ford logo?
This is a Ford tough asshole. Fucked or reamed daily.
Got him. Don't bring any of that Chevy dick around here.
What do you think
pal?
Would be worse in prison? Getting fucked hard or slow and passionately?
Hard, probably. Hard. Just from like the sheer violence.
Slow and passionately would be very violating in a different way.
It would be violating, but the physical toll on your asshole would be much lower.
Yeah. I mean, if it's like you're getting held down by the Aryan Brotherhood and they're all having a go at you. Yeah. I think I'd go with the loving one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What if they're all the Aryan Brotherhood's all being very loving towards you?
What if it's the insane clown posse?
They're all raping
you?
That's
a prison gang, right?
I mean, as long as I don't have to look them in the eye, I feel like if I close my eyes, you know?
And you could just pretend it's a beautiful woman fucking my ass.
Just pretend that it's a gorgeous woman.
Absolutely destroying your anus.
Yeah, then I feel like I'd be okay with that.
They put on Daughtry, like a makeshift candle in the toilet.
Holy fuck, that's definitely what the Aryan Brotherhood rapes do. Daughtry. From American Idol?
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
That Key and Peele sketch is so good.
Which one? Is it the sketch where the Aryan Brotherhood is raping somebody?
Keegan-Michael Key tries to join the Aryan Brotherhood in prison because he thinks it's a club for bald guys.
That's funny. Yeah, yeah. That is good.
And he's like, yeah, so I had to like get jumped in. So like, just showing them all kicking his ass. Like, that's how I get their respect. You know?
That show was so good, man. Every sketch I see of it, it's fucking
it's so good.
Killer. They had a sketch where it was like two old black ladies talking about what they would do if the devil was inside of them. And it just devolved into them talking about how they'd suck the devil's dick and fuck him. Really good shit, man.
Really, how do you feel, Nick, shit. About 25-year-old Swedish DJ Avicii dying?
He was 25?
He was 28.
28? I thought he was 25.
Oh, Eldest said he was 28.
I thought he was like 50.
No, nah. He was super young.
He was, I think, yeah.
Yeah, maybe he was 28.
Hasn't he been around forever?
He has. He's had a lot of success.
He had pancreatitis and he kept drinking.
From drinking. Did he die from drinking?
Mm-hmm. I think so. I don't fucking know.
That's cool.
What did he do? Darude Sandstorm?
Oh, yeah, he was younger than me.
No, he didn't do Sandstorm.
He did Darude. He did the Mortal Kombat.
He did Alice DJ, Do You Think You're Better Off Alone?
Oh, that's a good song. Do you think you want to suck my bone?
That's good.
Huh? Who am I thinking of? Because this is not the guy.
Darude.
No, I'm thinking about somebody who's been around since I was like a teen.
Dead Mouse.
Maybe Tiesto.
Deadmau5.
God, imagine being into this shit music.
Dude, they're rich as fuck.
Those guys.
So many people love that shit.
Of course, but so many people are, you know, retarded.
You know who's, you know who's so fucking rich now is exactly. DJ.
What a tragedy. I'm going to spend the day listening to Avicii. R.I.P. Avicii.
Well, I for one,
no, you gotta listen to something good, like a podcast where we laugh at Chinese people
throwing killing rocks. The kangaroo with rocks.
Truly, one of the fucking funniest things I've ever heard in my life.
They're all getting excited.
Like handing rocks to his kid, encouraging his son.
The momentum building, like one guy starts, then slowly.
Why isn't it hopping?
It's like, what's that? Is it Shirley? What's her name? The lottery, the short story.
Which one?
Shirley. What's the lottery? The short story where they draw cards and one person gets stoned to death.
Oh, I don't know.
You know that fucking short story.
Sounds scary. No,
the lottery. Shirley. What's
I love short stories.
It was Shirley.
Shirley Jackson.
No one. Shirley hasn't been here for 40 years.
You didn't read that?
No.
Who wrote it?
It's Shirley Jackson.
She wrote it.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
What happens? There's a lottery?
There's a lottery. It's a small town in America, and they all have a lottery, and then whoever wins the lottery is stoned to death.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do they know, or is it like a big twist ending?
It's a twist ending.
Damn.
It was published in the New Yorker, and then when it was published, people were like, holy shit. Wow. They canceled their subscriptions, and they were pissed off. Yeah.
Whoa, scary.
Anyway, so it's the Chinese version.
So everyone's trying to
it's
die?
It's the Chinese version of that. The lottery, obviously.
Damn, what happens to that story? Are they like, is the person happy?
Look,
they
I'm
won?
Not to describe a story that you should have read in sixth grade to you.
Are they happy they won?
Yeah, they think die? That they...
Are they all sad Twitter good. Girls? Is that was that the first depressed Twitter girl
Yeah,
account?
They're all on mental illness girl? Twitter together.
Do you want to suck my father's bone?
That's got to be the worst part of Twitter is girls that are like really uppity about having anxiety.
Being sad, yeah. It's like, yeah, I have anxiety. What I do is get obese. Thank you very much.
Shut up.
What I do is eat chicken wings until I momentarily feel okay.
You should have a tour called the Obesity and Obese Cities Tour.
That's good.
Oh, and yeah.
Milwaukee, yeah.
And then you just,
Chicago.
You just say Ted Nugent songs.
Just it would be cool if you did a tour of only the fattest cities in America. San Antonio.
Cool. That would be cool.
Milwaukee.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, Chinese version of lottery.
That's good.
You know, and the book starts off, right? And it's like, you know, set in Guangzhou province or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a family, and the dad's like, Yep,
little kid's pissing on the sidwalk. Uh-huh. The mom's holding his dick.
Smoking mad smoke.
Yeah.
The kid's pissing.
The kid's pissing and smoking at the same time.
While his mom holds
He just
his
got
dick.
Off his shift at the fucking Apple right. at the phone factory.
At the right. Foxconn yeah. factory.
Ding dong, yeah, Changa.
What's it going to be like when they are in charge of everything?
Well, we all get to talk like that.
We'll get to do that.
I'm not going to learn Chinese, but I'll be happy to pretend for the rest yeah. of my life.
You're pretty good
just
at it.
Just saying
you're
nonsense.
Like and like yeah, yeah.
yeah, yeah. It's mostly Mandarin.
Arigato.
It's Japanese. It wrong. Fucking idiot.
I know, man. I'm stupid.
In the bit. Anyways.
So, yeah, that's...
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think the Sixers Heat game just
Uh-oh.
Started.
Well, let's fucking stop doing the podcast.
Yeah, we
then.
Should call it. I got to go to the Apple store.
Uh-oh.
Got to get a different router.
I got a router
you
for
can
you.
Have that one. You can have the one that
That'd
I have.
That'd be tight. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
We may do a show in Baltimore in 2 weeks. We don't know yet.
We have Funny Moms on Monday.
Oh, Funny Moms on Monday. We got a
Funny Moms
that.
On Monday. Auto Bar
Is Tim
2 weeks.
Still in?
Tim and Nater still in.
He's not going to get stuck on a pupusa tour of fucking, Austin.
Tim will probably drop out because he's a fat piece of shit, but hopefully not.
Didn't he drop out because he like, got stuck eating cake?
Well, one time
he did get stuck eating cake in like North Carolina.
And then, but then remember the first time he didn't do the podcast? He was like, sorry, can't make it. And then he's on Instagram at the ice cream museum.
What a fucking piece of shit.
He's like, sorry, something came up. And he's just...
ice cream.
It was literally like a pop-up ice cream
it'll
museum.
It'll be really funny if you go to the ice cream museum and then you find out it's run by Chinese people and they're like, "Boom,
yeah."
Nice.
All right, so please come out to Funny Moms this Monday.
Right. Starting at 8. We'll start 8:15 probably, but get right. there by 8.
Okay. All right. Bye, guys.